You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 286. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode, day number 53. We've got a two-for-one special. We got Sam Mustafer and Khalid Kareem. We're going to start with Sam Mustafer, who is a junior, 6 foot, 2.5, 305 pounds from Olney, Maryland, where he attended Good Counsel High School. He is on the offensive line and currently the starter at center. We'll go through some of his recruiting and then discuss his future at Notre Dame, in particular this upcoming season. So, Randall, can you get us started with Sam's recruitment?
Yeah, Sam was an offensive lineman in high school, but he didn't actually play center. The first time he actually played center was when he got to Notre Dame and played last year. So he didn't really have experience with that, but he did a pretty good job in snaps he had. But in high school, he did play on the offensive line, and his junior year, the team rushed for 2,374 yards, which was a 5.4 yard per carry. So basically two downs and you're ready for, you had another first down. And they also only allowed 16 sacks that year. So Iowa had a really good year. They won their fourth title that year. But then his senior year kind of dropped off a little bit. They finished the year 6-5. I'm not sure what all happened with the team, if they lost a couple guys or what all was the reason for that, but they didn't do quite as good as senior year. One interesting thing is his high school coach his high school coach actually thought that he would probably play on the defensive line in college. He thought he'd make a good three technique. Just the way he played, his fast twitch, and just, you know, some other things that he saw, his aggressiveness. And, you know, obviously he did end up on offensive line, and if they say that he's an offensive lineman with a defensive lineman's mentality. So that's something the coach at Notre Dame has said.
Kind of the opposite from Jerry Tillery.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he goes up against Jerry. It'd be interesting to see those two go against each other in practice. When he did come to Notre Dame, he's a four-star recruit. He came in with Quentin Nelson, Alex Fars, and Jimmy Byrne. And all four of them redshirted that year. And he had also played in the Under Armour All-Star game to end his high school career. And when he got to Notre Dame, he didn't go for the business degree, but he actually enrolled. He's doing computer science engineering. And the reason he's doing that is because he wants to get into the cybersecurity field.
That is interesting. So,
yeah, it's fine. He's wants to get into the security part of it, and he's got to do a job at keeping the quarterback secure, keeping everybody away from the quarterback while he's out on the football field.
All right. So as far as his career at Notre Dame, he did redshirt as a freshman last year. He did see game time in 9 of the games, and this spring he locked down the center position, and it didn't really sound like there was competition with him and Tristan Hodge, but it seemed like it was settled pretty early, and so I don't expect anything to change this fall. He's got several years of eligibility remaining, 3 years, so we could see Mustafer, you know, they're at the center of the line for a few more years. And were you going to say something, Randall?
I was going to say some of the coaches' comments after the spring were that Mustafer just picked up a lot more knew what was going on as part of what the defense was showing him. I was playing against Brian Van Gore's defense. You're going to see a lot of different looks. And he was just way more comfortable, and Hodge was more tentative and wasn't quite as, you know, sure what he was doing. And that definitely has to do with, you know, getting to play behind Nick Martin last year and being familiar with the team. I guess that's I'll throw this in. That's the good thing about having a defense that's so confusing is that it actually helps the offense get better.
True. And I'm pretty confident. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel pretty good about Tristan Hodge, because whenever Brian Kelly would talk about, we have the left side figured out, he was, I don't know if he said this specifically, but it was often kind of alluded that he was including the center in that group, and the question marks were with the right guard and the right tackle. So it seems like the coaching staff has confidence in him, and so that gives me confidence. And I'm pretty confident overall at this whole offensive line this year. I know they lose a lot of star power, but there's a lot of quality guys in there as well.
And he is actually a little bit shorter than what Nick Martin would have been, but I think, I mean, his he's listed as a couple pounds more than Nick Martin. I think it's like 4 or 5 pounds, not very much, but he is shorter, and it gives him more leverage. They were impressed. The coaches were impressed how he went up against the defensive line, and even up against Daniel Cage, which they said is one of 3 or 4 strongest guys on the team, and he did a good job against him, got under his pads, and did a great job against him. So that's definitely a good sign.
All right. I don't have anything else for Mustafer. Do you have anything else, Randall?
No, I don't.
All right. Next, we want to talk about Khalid Kareem, but we did forget to mention Sam's Twitter handle. It is SMustafer53 on Twitter. And I don't know, Randall, is he on Instagram?
Yes, and it's same as his Twitter handle.
Okay. So you guys can give him a follow there. I did see in his feed, he did tweet out a few weeks ago about the ND defensive line versus offensive line wiffle ball game, and I guess the offensive line is 4-0. They won their fourth straight game, and it was actually a home run by walk-off base hit by Sam Mustafer. I don't know baseball well, so I'm not sure exactly. Does that mean he hit it and he didn't have to run? The guy on third base was able to run in, and that was the end of it?
No. He would have scored a home run. Like, obviously, it was the, as I understand it, the game is tied, and the home run scored the last run, which means the team won. They didn't have to keep playing. It was their last at bat. But
it wasn't a home run. Someone else ran in from third or second base.
Oh, okay. But there was some controversy around all of that. I guess the defense was claiming that they didn't know you could steal bases, or I don't know. So I saw stuff going back and forth.
Is that what the tweet was about something about it, this next year the game needs to be reffed?
Yes, I think so.
All right, well, let's talk about someone on the defensive line, Khalid Kareem. Incoming freshman, early enrollee. He's 6'3½", 270 pounds, from Pontiac, Michigan, where he attended Harrison High School. He is on the defensive line, and in particular, he is a backup on the strong side defensive end behind Isaac Rochelle and battling with Jonathan Bonner. So we'll get into some of that, but first we want to discuss some of his recruitment. So Randall, take us away on that.
I don't really have much on his stats, but he was a 4-star recruit coming to Notre Dame, 191 overall, highly ranked guy out of Michigan. And the nice thing about picking him up is that he was at one point a Alabama commit, and he decommitted from Alabama and then ended up coming to Notre Dame. And a lot of people get excited when you have a former Alabama commit come to Notre Dame, go anywhere. If Alabama wanted him, then that's a good sign right there. but he was one of the smart ones and realized that Notre Dame was a better place to be than Alabama. So he did decommit, came to Notre Dame. He did play in the Semper Fi bowl game, and it was fun to watch that game. He was actually the MVP of the game. He had two fumble recoveries. The one was for 14 yards, and he scored a touchdown. And then he recovered another one and ran 78 yards before he was taken down, just before he made a touchdown. I mean, he almost scored again, but they got him. You got a defensive lineman running 78 yards. Somebody's going to catch up with him eventually.
Yeah.
He did enroll early at Notre Dame. And I think this is a guy that can do some damage on the defense as a freshman.
All right, so he is backing up Isaac Rochelle, and he's battling with that second string spot, the spot behind Isaac Rochelle with Jonathan Bonner. Randall, would you be surprised if Khalid Kareem redshirts this season?
Yes, I would.
It all comes down to Jonathan Bonner. I'm not sure where he's going to be this fall, but I would not be surprised Khalid Kareem would end up redshirting this season. Not because of a lack of talent, but I mean, he's not to the level of where Isaac Rochelle is yet, and I do think Jonathan Bonner is a good quality football player, so I wouldn't be surprised. I'd probably put it at about a 30% chance that he would redshirt. I don't think he will, but I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up redshirting.
This is one guy that looks and like he is ready to play college football. Even other schools, there's one USC site that was even talking about it. I mean, he's just, in the bowl games, he was just hard to stop. I mean, he already looks like a college player. And
well,
I think
he's got a lot to make up then this fall to solidify himself as getting some playing time.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Because there wasn't that much mention of him this spring. I mean, there was more mention and more excitement around Dalen Hayes, who didn't participate much in spring because of his injury, than there was around Khalid. Now, I think he can be a very good player, but I just.
He's had the whole summer to learn the playbook. I guess the what everybody's going to say is he's got to learn the defense. Brian Mangor's defense.
Do you think if Jonathan Bonner beats him out as the backup, do you think Khalid Kareem redshirts at that point? Or do you think they find some other way to get him on the field?
Well, not necessarily, but here's the thing. You got to remember the injuries on the defense the past couple years.
That is true.
And
I mean, if one of the interior guys goes down, there's probably a really good chance that maybe Rochelle or Jonathan Bonner or one of those guys helps on the inside, and at that point, Khalid would be a second string guy somewhere.
Well, I think they can use Khalid as a pass rusher. I think there's one of the guys that Notre Dame needed.
I don't think so, especially not as a freshman.
Okay. I hope he proves you wrong.
Well, I hope so, too. All right, that's all I've got. I do think his future is bright. I mean, even if I wouldn't be surprised if he redshirts, I do think he's got a very solid future ahead of him. That's all I've got for Khalid Kareem. You can follow him. Or do you have anything else, Randall?
His Twitter and his Instagram are Khalid_Kareem53.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Do check back again tomorrow or in a day or two for another mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.